I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Jerusalem is, even in calm times, a divided city. Israelis live in West Jerusalem, Palestinians in East Jerusalem. But now an outbreak of violence has made people even more wary of each other. In the past month, 8 Israelis have been killed by Palestinians in a series of attacks, and 31 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli forces, including 14 that Israelis identified as attackers. But even with that violence, Daniel Estrin tells us, there are still ties that bind the residents of Jerusalem together in surprising ways.
Take, for instance, one of Jerusalem's most beloved restaurants, Azura.
When you say Azura and Jerusalem, it's like in the same breath. You know what I mean?
Moshiko Schreffler's family's been serving comfort food here since 1952. It's an Israeli-run establishment, but the people in the kitchen are Palestinian. And that's the situation with much of this city. Palestinians and Israelis have no great love for each other, but Palestinians rely on Israelis for a livelihood. And the Israeli side of town couldn't keep on ticking without Palestinians. Which brings us back to Azura. The restaurant employs 15 Palestinians. If you don't look for them, you hardly notice them. They mostly stay in the kitchen. Outside on the patio, Barbara Arama, an Israeli, eats a bowl of beef dumpling soup.
You know, it's interesting. We were in the kitchen, and everyone who works in the kitchen is Palestinian from East Jerusalem.
This is what we don't understand. You work in Israel, you have Israeli friend, and the other side, you want to kill us. It's ridiculous.
Would you be worried about eating here at this restaurant with Palestinians in the kitchen? And
no, I don't think about it. If I think, I don't eat in any restaurant.
Moshiko, who helps run his father's restaurant, usually has no time to breathe, but most of the tables are empty now. He says customers are scared to eat downtown.
We throw a lot of food in the garbage the last few days.
He comes to the kitchen every morning at 5 a.m. to start rolling their signature kubed dumplings. The first Palestinian employee arrives by 6.
We don't discuss politics in the kitchen. I have business with them. That's the way I see it. Strictly business.
Has it ever crossed your mind? Have you ever wondered?
Yeah, if somebody can attack me or something in the kitchen, it's crossed my mind, yeah. There's some people that you can see they have a clean heart, and you have some people that I don't know what they've been through, but you can see the hostility on their face.
Here's what one of the dishwashers went through a couple days ago. Rami Fruch says he was stopped by Israeli officers 3 times on his way to the restaurant. He says one of them threw him to the ground and told him, "All Arabs are terrorists." Would he rather work for Palestinians in East Jerusalem, I ask? He says Israelis pay better. A younger dishwasher, Omar Abusbitan, who's just 17 years old, keeps checking his iPhone. It keeps pinging with Arabic news updates about the violence. He says he supports the Palestinians who have stabbed Israelis in the past few days. He says there's no other way to liberate his country, and he would do the same. I say, really? He kind of smiles sheepishly. I ask, what about the Israelis you work for? He says, there are good Jews and there are racist Jews. There are also good Arabs and bad Arabs. Moshiko, the Israeli, comes to the kitchen window and jokes in Arabic with the Palestinian who's worked here the longest, Mossab Al-Mator. He's 31 and lives in the Shuafat refugee camp in East Jerusalem. Moshiko's not my boss, Mossab tells me. He's my brother. Mossab has visited Moshiko's family's home in West Jerusalem. And when Mossab's father died 5 years ago, Moshiko's family went to Mossab's East Jerusalem home to pay their respects. But things are different now. One of the employees is getting married this weekend in East Jerusalem. The Israeli owners probably won't be there for their own safety. The city has been taken over by a geography of fear. East is east and west is west. But in Jerusalem, the twain depend on each other. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem.